Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Sean from Marysville is. Sean, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Ready to do Snohomish County proud, my friend?
I sure hope so.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Going down, Snowho.
Oh, boy, fighting words. Ooh. For those playing along at home, Sean will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A pigskin is another name for what?
Football.
Yes. What type of bridge is the Tacoma Narrows Bridge?
Suspension?
Yes. How many dice are used in a game of Yahtzee?
6?
No.
7?
No.
5?
Yes. Known for its holes, Emmental cheese hails from what European country?
Pass.
George Fox founded which religious group?
Protestant?
No.
Bath.
What TV show's main characters are Jerry, Elaine, Kramer, and George?
Seinfeld.
Yes. The International Space Hall of Fame is located in which southwestern state?
Oh, Nevada?
No.
Arizona?
No.
Texas?
No. What is the female version of the Duke title?
Duchess?
Yes. M Shadows and Sinister Gates are part of what rock band?
Avenged Sevenfold.
Correct. Who took roughly 17 days to write the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson?
Yes. And with that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, Sean.
Let's go.
Making Snohomish County proud. And here comes Steve Migs.
Steve Migs.
A fierce competitor.
Thank you.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. A pigskin is another name for what?
Football.
Yes. What type of bridge is the Tacoma Narrows Bridge?
It is a floating bridge.
No.
It's a bridge.
Well, but what kind?
A nice one.
No.
A two-way bridge.
No. How many dice are used in the game of Yahtzee?
5.
Yes. Known for its holes, Emmental cheese hails from what European country?
Sweden?
No.
Switzerland.
Yes. George Fox founded which religious group?
Fox found Mormons?
No.
Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints?
No.
George Fox. I don't know. Scientology.
No. What TV show's main characters are Jerry, Elaine, Kramer, and George?
Seinfeld.
Yes. The International Space Hall of Fame is located in which southwestern state?
New Mexico.
Yes. What is the female version of the Duke title?
Duchess.
Yes. M. Shadows and Sinister Gates are part of what?
Avenged Sevenfold.
Yes. Who took roughly 17 days to write the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. Steve Miggs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, and that is a win.
Yeah.
8-7.
Good game.
So close, Sean.
I knew that cheese question. I was going to say Switzerland, but I doubted myself, and I shouldn't have done that. I would have taken the tie more than a loss.
Next time, my friend.
I feel like that's the story of my life with so many of these questions where I'm like thinking it. I'm like, nah, it's definitely not that, and I overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the best.
Our friend did know that the Tacoma Narrows Bridge is a suspension bridge.
Oh.
And neither of you knew that George Fox founded the Quakers.
Oh, okay.
And they make some great oats.
Yes, they do.
The Daily Mix Show.
I have them every morning, Taryn.
Call in right now because we want to ask a simple question, but we can't ask it if you don't call. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will ask that simple question after Led Zeppelin. Not sure if you saw this, but Joe Flacco talks about being a dad during the football season and how it is tough to be away from his kids when he's playing. So they decided to have the family stay in New Jersey while he plays in Cincinnati. And apparently there are some benefits associated with this.
I think there's always a challenge of sitting in a room by yourself and being lonely. So for me, it's trying to find ways to maybe stay over here a little bit longer and then, you know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. I tell people all the time, I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. And not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids.
Oh, yeah, good. You're saving your ass right there.
Recover.
Otherwise, you're going to have a stern talking to from the wife's kid.
My kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it. So, you know, just little things like that.
That is awesome.
And it leads us to our simple question today. And we will start with Taylor in Shelton. Taylor, our simple question. If you're a parent, how do you get your quiet time? Or do you remember what your parents did for quiet time?
I am a parent. And so my parents would just pretty much lock themselves in their room. And us children knew, like, okay, don't mess with the parents.
Right.
You know? Well, we have broken some generational curses in my household, and my kids actually tell me when it's time for me to get some quiet time. They go, Mom, are you good? And I have to check in with myself, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe I should go take a few minutes to myself.
When you release the book telling us how we can do this with our children, please let me know, because I plan on reading this book. That's amazing that your kids can recognize that.
Just a lot of trial and error. I got very lucky with my boys. They are some very empathetic, caring young men. I'm happy to have them.
So where are you going to get that quiet time?
You know, the garage. We won't say what's going on there, but we'll just go to the garage and have some mommy quiet time.
Mom, what are you listening to? This artist called Afro Man. Just leave me alone. Mom's got her quiet time.
Our simple question for Karen, all the way in Florida. Karen, how do you get your quiet time as a parent?
I would hide in the bathroom. That would be
That is exactly what my dad did. And I didn't realize until I became a parent. Because my dad would just, he'd come home from work, he'd go straight to the bathroom, and we wouldn't see him for like 30, 45 minutes. And I'm like, damn, Dad, what the hell did you eat at work? Now as an adult with a kid, I'm like, oh, he was just getting away from us.
Yeah, absolutely. And kids often follow you in there. So, oh. But my other alternative would be to drive in the car and hope they would fall asleep.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that is a great one.
I was blessed with a child that doesn't sleep in the car, so that one never worked for me. I always
blessed.
Hoped it would work, but I do relate to the bathroom thing. For me, it's like get in the bathroom, take a bath, don't bother me.
See, for me, it's doing laundry. I go into the laundry room, and I'm just like, no one's going to bother me in there. I'm just going to fold laundry, do the laundry. But now Tatum wants to help me. I'm like, you're the reason why I'm doing this laundry. Can you go hang out with Mom?
Please.
Yeah.
Our simple question for Matthew in Duval. Matthew, how do you get your quiet time if you have kids? Or do you remember what your parents did for their quiet time?
It was my parents, and I'm from a different generation. They just kicked us out of the house and told us not to come back for half a day, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever.
Come back at dark.
No concern. It didn't matter. We lived in a really safe place, too, though. It was a different era, too, you know, the 70s, basically. But, yeah, didn't matter if it was raining or a hurricane outside. You just get out of the house and don't come back.
I mean, my parents did that to us, but we lived a block off of Aurora. Like, why? What were we doing out there?
Well, you can meet some really nice ladies while you're out there.
Oh, yeah. They're my new babysitters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we are doing a very fun event on the 12th of December, which is a Friday night, and it's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. And we've invited some pretty fun people to perform for us. Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead.
I was talking to my buddy Craig. His son is a huge fan of Mammoth. He's like, he has yet to see him live because Mammoth, most of the past few times, I guess, have played shows that have been 21 and up or just shows he hasn't been able to make it to. So this is the time.
This is absolutely the time. So you should definitely not miss it. Get your tickets now while you still can at KISW.com. Some of them, $55 right now, Steve.
Let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
According to the social media accounts of Sports Illustrated, the Baltimore Ravens have had their locker room video game consoles taken away.
The drama. I'll be honest, though. I did have to double check if this was a Sports Illustrated parody account. Oh. So, like, what are we doing? Because apparently it was video games. It was a ping pong table and some other stuff as well.
Well, that's what you get for going 1-5 to start the season, apparently, Steve Miggs.
Fair, fair.
So many people have, of course, had to voice their opinions on all of this. So we've got to go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of these comments about the Baltimore Ravens having issues with their players playing video games. And we figured who better to read it than a star of a video game. Any guesses?
Mario.
That would be a good guess. Went with someone else, though, this time.
Wario.
Did not go with Wario. Not Luigi.
Donkey Kong.
Not Donkey Kong. Think Blue.
Blue? A Smurf?
Blue hair.
Blue hair?
You would get some rings.
Oh, Sonic!
Thank you.
Duh.
One of my all-time favorite video games.
He has a voice?
I guess from the movie.
Oh.
Was it the Jim Carrey movie?
Sure.
I'm not sure if this is exactly how he sounds, but here's Robot Sonic the Hedgehog reading some of the comments about the Baltimore Ravens players having their video games taken from them because they suck this season. Are you ready?
Boo-hoo, yes.
Maybe make them play only Madden. Possibly they'll learn how to play football that way.
That is a very good point.
That's the only thing available to you guys.
I mean, that's how I learned how to play. No, actually, I would have been the worst head coach in football history, because when I played Madden, all I did on defense, blitz. All I did on offense, Hail Mary.
You seem like you know what you're doing, Steve.
Even if I was in the red zone, I'm like, Hail Mary.
Every time.
Let's freaking go.
So what happens after they go 1-6? Do they lose all screen time?
Yes, just like my daughter. No screen time for
you. It's a battle.
I hear ping pong tables help build team chemistry.
You know what's funny about that is that that was a story with the Seattle Seahawks back in their around the time of them winning the Super Bowl, either the season after, or like they got a ping pong table put into the locker room, and it apparently, according to the players and a lot of people, it just helped morale.
What I love about a ping pong table is that it doubles as a beer pong table, which does bring people together, Steve.
That's true. I don't know if you should be doing that right before a football game. Although some would say maybe you should.
Maybe they should try something different because what they're doing isn't working.
I think my favorite thing about the whole ping pong story with the Seahawks around that time, because apparently they were like some heated games, and Earl Thomas got his own ping pong table at his house with his freaking face on it.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
That's next level.
That's baller.
Now they're going to go undefeated because no more Nintendo.
Yes. Or Sega.
Sega.
Imagine having a gaming console at your job and then be expected to perform your duties. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason probably that we don't have that kind of stuff here. We'd never get anything done.
Yeah, remember when we had a ping pong table?
Oh, God.
I think finally we had to get rid of it because it was just annoying. Because
yeah.
All you heard was the damn ping pong ball. Like, can you go do your job? Because it's driving me insane listening to you guys play ping pong.
Makes it very hard to focus.
Did they send these grown men to their rooms without dinner?
Yes.
And no TV after 9?
Absolutely. That's what they get.
Yes.
Take away their cell phones and set a curfew every night until they get their grades back up.
How everyone's just like, are we treating these athletes like children?
I mean, they are very young, a lot of them.
Yes.
Wait, they really grounded a whole NFL team?
Yes, the Ravens have been grounded. We have one more comment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the video game's fault. Not the fact that their star quarterback is injured and their coach is the Still mad the Hawks got Mike McDonald.
I saw a few people commenting about that. I'm not paying attention to how the Ravens are doing this year, but there is a massive sentiment of, can we get Mike McDonald back in Baltimore. Like, I'll see even like when the Seahawks post something, it'll be like, Ravens fan here, what do we have to trade to get Mike McDonald back?
Sorry, guys, he's ours.
Well, let's check with Mike McDonald and see what he thinks about it.
Bro, I really don't care.
Okay, fine.
Rockaholics, Foo Fighters have released a new song. They have announced a tour, but are they coming to Seattle?
Bro, I really don't care.
Well, I do care. And we're going to tell you what's trending after Pearl Jam. If you are just kicking off your morning, maybe sipping down some caffeine and trying to keep up on the world of pop culture, you might be overwhelmed with that amount of information. So Steve Miggs and I have combed through it, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
In case you missed it earlier this morning, Foo Fighters have released a new song called Asking for a Friend, and they say that more music is to come.
I really like this song.
I think it sounds awesome.
And a lot of people, and you even asked me, are like, is... Oh, yeah. Here we go. Is that Dave Grohl on the drums, or is that their new drummer, Elon Rubin?
Do we know?
A lot of people are speculating, trying to figure it out. I'm leaning a little bit towards it's Dave Grohl.
Probably.
But the picture of the artwork for the song does have Elon playing drums in the picture, like the collage of pictures of the
sure.
band members, which makes sense. But I feel like he hasn't been in the band that long. I don't know, man. I'm starting to feel like this might be Dave Grohl on the drums right now. And
sure.
It's got like the color and the shape where like he played the drums on all the record, but then Taylor Hawkins joined the band soon after and then
yep.
turned those songs into his own kind of vibe.
Well, Foo Fighters also announced a massive 2026 North American Stadium Tour. They don't have a Seattle date, on the calendar yet, but on September 20th, you can go visit BC Plays up in Vancouver, BC to see them. And opening up Queens of the Stone Age for most of the dates, which is going to be so awesome.
I know, we told your son about that, and he said,
What the f***?
I know, we're all pretty fired up about Queens of the Stone Age. You got to think that Dave Grohl's going to jump behind the drums and do maybe some of the songs that he recorded.
Sure.
For Queens of the Stone Age with the songs for the Def Record.
That's such a good album. Oh, tickets so go good. On sale on October 31st at FooFighters.com.
So the question is, are we making a road trip?
Absolutely. I'm 100% in. Take my money.
Are we going to Vancouver to go see Foo Fighters?
Yes.
That would be a lot of fun. Speaking of live shows, we have an update about what's going on with Axl Rose and his meltdown. It's been years since we've had a good Axl Rose meltdown. I wouldn't say this is on the level of like 1990s era Guns N' Roses meltdowns, but it's nice to see the 63-year-old still has some passion and some spunk and can get mad about things on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't know why he was mad. At least we didn't know, but now they've put out a statement. So if you don't know what happened, in Buenos Aires, they had a show. He was messing with his in-ear monitors where he could hear the music. He was ripping them out while he was trying to sing. He hurled his microphone at the bass drum of their new drummer, Isaac Carpenter. At one point, he's kicking the bass drum as well. So people were like, was it sound issues in his ears, or was he just not happy with the performance of Isaac Carpenter on the drums? Well, according to Guns N' Roses, it turns out it was because of the in-ear monitors. They said that the in-ear monitor pack only had the percussion in his ears versus the entire mix, so it was hard for him to understand what was going on. The issue was fixed by their tech team by the third song, and we had a great night. And then they did have to make it clear because the rumors were starting, like, oh, Axl doesn't like their new drummer. The situation had nothing to do with Isaac Carpenter's playing, who is top-notch and a great drummer.
Well, there you have it. I mean, Axl's just a tantrum kind of guy.
Could you imagine if they had to put out social media posts back in the day when he had like those big meltdowns, when he wouldn't go out on stage, or when he just decided not to do a show?
Oh,
I mean, the social media team has it easy compared to how they would have had to have it if social media existed, and thankfully it didn't back in the 90s.
So very true. Mega Millions, the jackpot has climbed to $680 million after no winner during Tuesday night's draw. So your next chance to hit it big will be tomorrow night.
We need to play.
We need to invest.
Yes.
You can't win if you don't play.
I know, that's what I tell my wife all the time, but I never play.
You never ever play.
Only when it's like these kind of ones. And every once in a while, although Tatum now likes to play scratch tickets. She's got a gambling issue.
I mean, scratch tickets are so fun. I don't think I've won squat on those things ever. Maybe like a couple bucks. You know, I never win.
Guess how much Tatum won once?
How much?
$50.
Are you kidding me?
I did. It was so funny. She was just staring at the scratch thing at the, like, what was that, at Safeway.
Sure.
And she's just, as we're ringing our stuff up, she's just looking at it like as if like it's like, it's speaking to her. So I go over there. I'm like, do you want to buy a scratch ticket? She's like, yeah, Dad. And she picked the one that she wanted. It was like $10.
Of course.
Scratched it off when we got home. She won 50.
Okay, next time I go buy these things, I'm just going to bring them to Tatum and she can do the scratching because I must be bad luck or something.
Yeah, but if she wins big, I'm not going to tell you.
Please don't.
I'm kidding. The Daily Mix
Show. Rockaholics, do you think that you could beat the great Steve Miggs at the game called Beat Miggs? He has 334 wins, 111 losses, and 98 ties so far in 2025. You can call 206-803-ROCK right now to play Beat Miggs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.